By keen pulsar chords.
It's 1 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Andrew Hukin.
A new opinion poll has revealed a setback for the popularity of the coalition government.
The poll conducted by Irish Marketing Survey shows a dramatic drop in public satisfaction with the government. Only 19% of those interviewed were satisfied with the way the government is running the country. On the question of a general election, if there was to be one tomorrow... If there was to be one tomorrow, no change... Excuse me. I'll start that story again. A new opinion poll has revealed a setback for the popularity of the coalition. The poll conducted by Irish Marketing Survey shows a dramatic drop in public satisfaction with the government. Only 19% of those interviewed were satisfied with the way the government is running the country. A massive 73% were dissatisfied. Compared with January's poll, the dissatisfaction rating was just 46%. Only 39% are happy with the performance of Dr. Fitzgerald as Taoiseach, compared with 56% in January. However, liking for Mr. Hossie hasn't improved in proportion. Half the population are still not satisfied with his performance. But Dick Springs seems to come out worst. His satisfaction rating is down to 33%. Aside from political parties, the poll also asked about support for the holding of a referendum on abortion. The latest findings show that only a third of the population want the referendum to be held, and nearly half the people are actually opposed to it being held. A stark contrast to the figures of February last. The same opinion poll shows that £1 million a week is being spent in Northern Ireland by shoppers on this side of the border. It also shows that 81% of those questioned felt that the courts aren't harsh enough in the sentences they pass. Ireland and other members of the EEC, which receive large amounts of employment aid from Brussels, have brought an assurance that their share of the social fund will not be cut. Ireland has already received £115 million from the fund this year, five times more per capita than any other country. The assurance follows resistance from the Labour Minister, Liam Kavanagh, and his Italian counterpart, who have intended to change the priority of aid allowances to favour regions where industrial decline has led to high unemployment. The second People's March for Jobs, which left Glasgow on April the 23rd, has now arrived in London. About 500 marchers went to Brent Town Hall, where they were welcomed by trade union officials and the leader of the Greater London Council, Mr. Ken Livingston. The march reaches its climax on Sunday with a rally in Hyde Park. In County Tyrone, a furniture shop was damaged in an explosion a short time ago in Strabane. There are no reports of any injuries. The proposed reorganisation of the Planning Appeals Board has been cautiously welcomed by the Construction Industry Federation. They were responding to the Thornisher and Minister for the Environment, Mr. Spring, who says the reorganisation of An Bord Pleanála will remove allegations of political influence.
The Federation said they'd be happy to assist in the process of choosing a chairman and members of the board as outlined in the proposals. The Labour Party has announced the appointment of Mr. Colin O'Brien as its new General Secretary.
Mr. O'Brien, who's 39, was Director of the Arts Council.
A meeting of all former ranks employees in Limerick will take place later today. The purpose of the meeting is to vote on new settlement proposals worked out last night under the chairmanship of Mr. John Horgan of the Labour Court. The negotiating committee is unanimously recommending acceptance of the terms. Areas adjacent to Old Yall Road and in the Mayfield area will have their water supply cut off between 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock later today. The shutdown is because of improvement work being carried out on water mains. The corporation reports any inconvenience caused to consumers. The weather forecast, humid and cloudy overnight with a few light showers. Winds fresh to moderate southeasterly with overnight temperatures falling to 10 degrees Celsius. Unsettled weather with occasional outbreaks of light rain is forecast for Friday and Saturday. That's all from the news team for now. Jim's here at 7, so on behalf of everyone here in South Coast Radio News, this is Andrew Hewkin wishing you a pleasant and peaceful night and handing you back to Nick and the Nightline programme.
The Music Leader.
Now, Nick Richards and the best music.
For Fears and Pale Shelter. In the South Coast Countdown this week, please don't ask me where. It's 7 minutes past 1 o'clock. Friday morning, the weekend, just a system. A thing away. And thanks to Andrew for news. I've warned him about wine gums. He wouldn't take any notice. Go straight to his head. I know myself. Had a couple earlier. And got a bit of a headache now. Oh well. It's Nightline, soul free. Thank you.
sand stones will break my bones. Always will be true. When your mama's dead and gone, I sing this lullaby to you. Becomes father of the boys. Double comb their hair. Line up all around the block on the nickel.
Nickel over there. Before that, Ray Parker Jr. with the story of Jack and the story of Joel. 1:19 on South Coast. Andrew Hukin been in while those two were playing. Bashed me across the head with a South Coast sticker. Said, my comment after the 1 o'clock news led people to think that he'd been drinking this evening, and he hadn't. That's not what I meant. He said he had a mental block in the middle of a news story. I understand. Get them myself sometimes. Where am I? Right. I'll tell you what I was doing earlier. Having a coffee a little bit earlier. And put onto a jukebox a song from Procol Harum, Brighter a Shade of Pale. Never heard it come up, so you don't mind if I have a little self-indulgence with millions of pounds worth of transmitting equipment and just listen to the song myself now. Do you? You wanted to hear it yourself as well. I know you did.
We Shouting out rude names.
my word once again. Good to you. Peter Gabriel, two songs. Salisbury Hill first, and that one, Games Without Frontiers. And just ahead of those two, Procol Harum. Were you sitting cross-legged listening to that? Should have been. Get the most out of it then. The song, White as Shade of Pale, 67. What a year. It's 1:30, this South Coast Radio. If you're into cutting a dash and shaking a leg and various other phrases, over the weekend, it's a long weekend, this Sunday in particular, because it's the South Coast Celebration Party down at Bogart's Nightclub in the Savoy Centre. You want to go along, meet most of the disc jockeys, I'd say most of them, practically all of them, will be there. I'll be there for a while as well. Oh, well. It's this Sunday, starts at 10 o'clock, that's p.m., not a.m., at the South Coast Celebration Party in Bogart's Nightclub.
Yes, and I've often felt forsaken and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right, I'm all right. I'm just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright.
Get some rest. Five songs from Paul Simon, American Dune, and Sting, Roxanne. It's a funny thing. In the music industry, they put out live LPs. They call them fillers, in fact. Put them out between studio LPs. Keep general public happy. But in some cases, they're quite justified as LPs in their own whatever. Like the one which the Sting song comes from, which is The Secret Policeman's Other Ball. That's very, very good. And definitely not a fuller LP, if you ask me. Not that you were. All right, state my case once and for all. Hearts on the Line. And all the rest of them. 21 minutes to two. This is South Coast Radio 194 and FM Stereo. Stereo 104.
With a guitar in my hand, and the night ever open for some fun. I've made some mistakes, had my share of the breaks, seen the boys on the make and on the bomb. Run home, run as fast as I can.
rooms were just disappearing. Lindisfarne.
And run for home.
Just thinking what a fairly not too bad kind of a day it's been.
Today it wasn't very sunny, admittedly, but
it wasn't cold or anything like that. And just as I was thinking it to myself, what do I hear on the wonderful, this window on the ceiling?
Pitter-patter, pitter-patter. It's raining.
Well, in St. Luke's anyway. Possibly where you are as well. And me, with a washing line full of things, trying to dry them.
No chance. Disc jockey's work's never done.
Oh, summer, New York street. Thank you.
104 FM Stereo, leading the way. We are South Coast Radio, 24 hours a day, with music, news, and views. South Coast Radio, leading the way. We lead in music. We lead in information. And that's because the most important person on this radio station is you. Serving the South of Ireland, 24 hours a day on 194 AM and 104 FM Stereo. Dependable. South Coast Radio.
He's gonna tell you about his dear old mother, burned up in a factory in Springfield, Mass. He's gonna tell you about his baby brother, hustling down the city streets, selling his ass for a dollar bag. He's gonna tell you about his Uncle Neddy, locked up in a prison out in Oregon. About his best friend Eddie, killed in a bar fight with a pair of Marines in the same. No. Got the blues, that's far. Got the blues, you can hear it in his music. Got the blues, that's far. Got the blues, you can hear it, you can hear it.
When I was 9 years old, my daddy ran away with a woman he met on the train. Oh, his little boy ran to room where his piano lay in wait for him. He played and he played. He played and he
time can erase.
Yesterday. It's 2 minutes past two on this Friday the 3rd of June, 83. This Nightline, I'm Nick, till three, and it's Paul Cassidy. It always reminds me of a joke. And Don Harris told me this, so if you don't like it, this is where you address
your complaints, Don Harris, South Coast Radio, etc. I'm not very good at telling jokes, but bear with me. Of a general inspecting his soldiers or whatever, and he says to them, "Did you come here to die?" And they'll turn around and say, "No, we came here yesterday." Good. Might even go myself. On the other hand, I might not. Will we get serious now? Pretend we've a
involved relationship going on, yeah? This is the sort of music you should have playing in the background.
Kenny Loggins.
Thank you.
7:15 on South Coast Radio.
Well, how was your imagination going?
Were you with me as we held hands and ran barefoot through one another's hair?
Staring into each other's bloodshot eye.
Don't think you're taking this serious, are you? Me neither. Planet, that's called New Grange from their current LP, and from Kenny Loggins, High Adventure, a song called Only a Miracle. And this is Lionel Richie.
Just you and me.